This example is similar to a reference example we saw earlier. Namely, we will show that we can indeed modify a variable indirectly through a pointer to it. So to begin, we define a variable called value and initialize a pointer to that variable. We then output value, its address, and then value again. Note that the second time we output value, we do so indirectly using the pointer. That is, we dereference the pointer using the asterisk to access value. Next, we dereference the pointer and assign 500 to it. So recall that when we dereference a pointer, we are accessing the variable being pointed to. Outputting all the values again, we note that the variable value has changed. This makes perfect sense because the pointer we dereferenced and modified points to value, thereby giving us an indirect way to modify it. So in summary, a pointer essentially gives us indirect access to a variable. In other words, given the address of a variable, we can get to that variable in the same way a letter sent through the mail can get to a house given the house address. By going through the pointer, you get the address of a variable, and then, by dereferencing the pointer, you get access to the variable. Of course, it's still not clear why this is even useful. Why take an indirect step when you can just access the variable directly? The following sections of this chapter show the benefits and real-world uses of references and pointers.